go back to Red. You listen to any Red Garland?
Yeah.
He does this all the time, and it just propels the whole thing forward. Yeah, you'll see.
And you don't need anything propelling forward.
What's that?
He said it propels everything forward, but he said that he's already.
Well, figure.
I know, sorry.
I know, you're right, alright. So, yeah, just and two and four. One, two. Yeah, so just and of two, and of four. And I'll do it together.
Okay.
Alright. One is gonna be a little cacophonous. Subdivisions, especially on the ands of two, ands of four, that those lead into the strong beats naturally, into beats one and three, which tend to kind of by default get the most emphasis. So just walk an A section with me. You can kind of mix that up. It's a good practice thing though, because it makes you lock in off beats. So just walk an A section. I'll show you what I might do for comping. Right. Actually, Goody, why don't you solo?
Solo?
Yeah, just solo. One, two,
thank you.
where you end them. You have really strong melodic ideas, so I felt like that was very easy to follow.
That was easy to just.
Your solo, in terms of, you know, like, I knew where you were ending ideas.
I knew where you were going.
And so it's kind of the comper's job to read that person's mind a little bit and then try to do something on offbeats to propel them into the next phrase. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We've talked about it before, but
yes.
That and a two and a four thing, that's something that we've talked about in lessons, and, you know, it goes with the whole locking and quarter notes thing, too. Why don't we shift that around? So, Wojtek, why don't you take a solo, and Adam, why don't you comp for him?
I'll try to be